The thief or the murderer could roam London on such a day as the tiger does the jungle, unseen until he pounces, and then evident only to his victim. There have, said I, been numerous petty thefts. Holmes snorted his contempt. This great and sombre stage is set for something more worthy than that, said he. It is fortunate for this community that I am not a criminal. It is indeed, said I heartily. Suppose that I were Brooks or Woodhouse or any of the 50 men who have good reason for taking my life, how long could I survive against my own pursuit? A summons, a bogus appointment, and all would be over. It is well they don't have days of fog in the Latin countries, the countries of assassination. By Jove! Here comes something at last to break our dead monotony. It was the maid with a telegram. Holmes tore it open and burst out laughing. Well, well, what next? Said he. Brother Mycroft is coming round. Why not? I asked. Why not? It is as if you met a tram car coming down a country lane. Mycroft has his rails and he runs on them. His Pall Mall lodgings, the Diogenes Club, Whitehall, that is his cycle. Once and only once he has been here. What upheaval can possibly have derailed him?